get going. So anyway, welcome if you're new. All right, so this topic is going to be teaching what and when from your lesson plans. So I'm going to kind of read these things to you a little bit, but and then I'll discuss them. So for those of you who aren't here at CFI Bootcamp and you're somewhere else or you're getting ready to study, let me make a statement to you, which I don't know if you'll like it or not, but I'll tell you anyway. In the CFI study group, I see this. There's a couple themes that appear all the time. They say CFI is self-study. It is not. Yes, there's a lot of self-study in it, but it is not a self-study rating. In order to, so the idea is not to, they say, what do I study? What should I study first? Where's the limit of what I study? That's for someone to tell you, not for you to figure out on your own. All right. And so you have, by the regulation, 61.183, you must receive ground instruction, not a home study course. You must ground instruction along the fundamentals instructing all the aeronautical knowledge for recreational, private, and commercial pilots. That's what you have to receive. And you can't do that self-study. You may be able to help yourself, but that's basically has to be received. So the idea is in the self-study and find some two-year person to give you some ink in your logbook. That works only if you know what's going to be on the test, probably. But anyway, the reason I say that is because a lot of you are creating your own lesson plans. And when you do that, you're on what I call the biggest hamster wheel in aviation, right? You're on this thing for a long time. And so now you've created them all. Now what? So the second biggest thing I see in the self-study group is, imagine, this is the mindset. This is how it's going, right? So I need to create these lesson plans. This is the CFI rating. It's all about the lesson plans. I have to create these lesson plans. That's how I have to create lesson plans. And then you get on the hamster wheel and you create the lesson plans. And when you're done with it, you go like, okay, now I'm going to have a check write. I'm going to have to present one or more of them on the check write. And so you go, which ones do you think I'll get? Chandelles, lazy eights, eights on pilot, something like that, maybe aerodynamics, something like that. So then you go, okay, now you're done with it. You pass your check write, right? And then it's like, how do I use these? I mean, I know how to use them individually, but how am I going to use them collectively? Where do they go? Like what I teach first. And then you think, I got a great idea. I'll go look through my log. We can see what my instructor did. Bad idea. So the thing that's missing is more to the story. So we had in the CFI study group, I have a guy presenting multi-engine lesson plans. He's probably presented four or five of them to the group on Tuesdays. And so he says, I have a question. What's the question? He says, I have all these lesson plans, but what order do they go in? So there's a big disconnect now between what you're doing and how you're going to roll as a new CFI, right? So you know how to use them for the check ride, but you're unsure of how to use them in the real world. So the purpose of the day is to peel back the layers of that onion and make sure you understand it.